Georgia's HOPE scholarship program has helped nearly 2 million students pay for college since it began in 1993. That includes 98% of the University of Georgia's freshman class this fall. They're all either getting HOPE money or Zell Miller scholarships from the state. But a new report says HOPE could run out of money by 2028. That's the year that kids that are now in pre-K would start college. Nancy Bodisher wrote that report for the Committee to Preserve HOPE Scholarships. She also covered politics and education for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for 16 years. Nancy, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So what will cause the HOPE Scholarship Program to run out of money?
I think it's a combination of factors. The program is incredibly popular, has been since its inception. Also, a factor is the rising cost of college, not just here in Georgia, but nationally.
So I said that it has helped 2 million students to get to college. Do we have sort of a breakdown of who those students are? How many of them may have not have been able to go to college if not for the HOPE Scholarship?
I don't believe that data is available, though it would certainly be helpful. But there, you know, I think it's pretty much been proven that it's been a cross section of the state. Most every county, there are some HOPE scholars, if I looked at the data. But in terms of the economics of who those are, that's a mixed bag.
Which means, Nancy, we don't actually know what the impact would be for sure. Would the HOPE Scholarship Program go away? Right.
You could say that on one point, but the larger point that we do know is that it did meet its mission of keeping some of the best and brightest in Georgia. As you mentioned in your opening, 98% of the students at UGA this fall will be on HOPE or Zell. And in that freshman class, the average GPA of a starting freshman is 3.9 out of a possible 4.0. So clearly it's raised standards.
Well, let's hear from a couple students. These students would not be affected. They're in high school now, so they're okay. But here's Kaylin Ware, a 17-year-old student at Decatur High School, saying if the HOPE Scholarship Program were to go away, she would have trouble getting to university.
I'd have to take out loans, and I don't want to spend my entire adult life paying back money that I could get easily, like through academic achievement.
And here's another one. This is Elena Ferguson, also 17 years old and also at Decatur High School.
Absolutely. That's kind of my key to college this year. I would be really disappointed. I would have to take out student loans and I probably wouldn't be able to go to the college I wanted to go to.
So, Nancy, when we talk about the HOPE Scholarship disappearing, and you said, well, part of the headline of this has been it's been too successful for its own good. But is it that there are more students getting and taking advantage of HOPE scholarships than we expected, or not enough revenue going into the program?
Well, again, it may be a little bit of a combination of both. But one of the issues that we found as we did our analysis is when the reforms were made in 2011, they created the Zell Miller Scholarship, which went to students who have a 3.7 GPA, obviously, arguably the best of the best. But what we found out is that those students are also choosing to go to the most expensive schools, mainly UGA and Georgia Tech, right. So that's part of it, and that's what, as we run out the scenario in the years that, you know, to come, is that those students, more students will be trying to get that scholarship.
So I want to clarify here. The reason that makes a difference is because the HOPE Scholarship is not a set dollar amount; it's just tuition.
Right, absolutely. It's strictly tuition. Initially, in the early years, it also covered books and student activity fees. But along with the other reforms that were made in 2011, those went away.
And what funds the HOPE Scholarship Program?
It's strictly funded by the Georgia Lottery, which is arguably one of the most successful in the nation. But as all lotteries do, as they grow and age, their revenues can't continue to grow because there are a limited number of people who will buy the tickets.
So cost of attendance, I'm looking at Georgia Tech's cost of attendance for this school year. And the total per year, but this include, although this includes books and supplies, is about $27,000. If you just break that down to the student fees and the tuition itself, then we're looking at maybe $12,000.
Right.
But multiplying that by 2 million kids, that is a heck of a lot of money. And we are expecting through your for your report, how did you calculate when the scholarship program might run out of money?
Well, we looked at how much money is currently being spent out of the lottery for all the education programs. And there's a number of them, of course, HOPE, Zell Miller. There's also HOPE grants for the technical school students, plus it also pays for Georgia Pre-K. So we took the amount of money currently being spent in for each of those pots, and we walked it out and said, if nothing changes, what will happen to the money? Well, obviously, the largest number of students are in the HOPE scholarship, the 3.0 students. And so as we walk that out, the money for that starts to fall off in 2018 and then continues to drift down until 2028 when the program is out of money and in a deficit.
Did you anticipate that there would be more students? Did you calculate that the number of students taking advantage would grow?
Absolutely. Our forecasts, though admittedly conservative, estimate that the number of Miller scholars will grow 6% a year and the number of HOPE recipients will grow 2% a year, which, if you think about it, makes sense because obviously you want to shoot for getting the full tuition coverage, which is the Zell Miller scholarship.
Let's hear another comment from one of our students. This is Elena Ferguson again, 17-year-old at Decatur High School, and she thinks that colleges are maybe too competitive with one another and should be focusing more on getting the students in and getting them degrees.
Maybe it should be less about the marketing and more about the fact that people need an education and people have a right to get an education in the United States. And everybody has a dream and it's their right to chase their dream.
Nancy, you covered politics and education for the AJC for 16 years or so. Can we say that the HOPE scholarship program is achieving what it was meant to do? Is this an actual political state program that is functioning and succeeding?
I believe it is arguably the most popular and successful program that Georgia's had in my lifetime because, one, it kept more students, high-quality students in Georgia for college, which then typically says they end up staying here at least for their first jobs, which is great for Georgia. Have the best brains be in Georgia. But it also changed the mindset about the hopes, about college and the opportunities that are out there. Students now, beginning in sixth grade, hear from their teachers and counselors about the value of hope and the value of a higher education. And that can only be a huge payoff.
How do we know what number of students would have left the state were it not for the HOPE scholarship?
I don't think I've seen any research, though there has been a number of research projects on this. I don't think anyone knows for sure who stayed, but they do know that at UGA, 20 years ago, you would not have had the freshman base with a 3.9 GPA. So at least from that anecdotal evidence, we say smarter kids are staying in state.
So what has to be done? If lottery funds are not enough to continue funding the HOPE scholarship, what are the alternatives?
I think the legislature needs to look at the many options that are out there. The Committee to Preserve HOPE, the folks who hired me, back the idea of casinos and some of the proceeds going to help HOPE and Georgia Pre-K. But also there's discussion about whether it needs to be a needs-based program or whether the General Assembly needs to pony up more money, say, to fund Pre-K, and so that would leave more money for HOPE.
Is there no, I mean, if this is the most popular program that we have currently in the state, is there no possibility that there could be a millage or a bond or a statewide tax?
I guess any of that could be on the table. It took a constitutional amendment to get the Georgia lottery established. So I'm sure that's all options that legislature could look at.
Okay, so you did this report for, as we said, the Committee to Preserve HOPE scholarships. Did you have any trouble getting the information? How transparent was the data that you needed?
I had a lot of accessibility, really. Of course, partly because I knew the questions to ask, because I've covered HOPE since...
Right, for a very long time.
Right. I was with Governor Miller at Underground Atlanta when he gave out the first lottery check. So I knew where to go. But I would say that folks know that the public wants to learn about the HOPE Scholarship Program, and so they were I would say, fairly open to me.
How and the timeline itself? What's the sense of urgency here? I mean, as I mentioned in the introduction to this interview, if HOPE runs out at the time that your report suggests it may, runs out of money, that would affect the kids who are currently in pre-K. That means they're age 3 or 4 years old. That's a fairly good amount of time. That's 12 years. So what is the urgency here? How much time do we have to get a system in place in order to fund HOPE to the level it needs to be funded?
Well, certainly that was one of the advantages of what we said, is we were able to look out ahead, because in 2011, when they made the changes, one of the folks who were a part of the architects of the changes said, we did this in 22 days. Well, a program that important does not need to undergo major changes in that short a time frame. So we hope that thoughtful discussion can begin now. So partly so there won't be any danger in 2028, but also so the parents of these first graders today can have some assurances that it will be there for their kids.
How much are you expecting tuition to rise over the next 12 years?
We used a forecast that says 7.5% a year, and that's based on a mix of the state data and the national data. Again, tuition is soaring
everywhere. But that compounds.
Everywhere.
If it goes up 7.5% next year, then it's 7.5% of that larger amount the year that follows. That's a compounding amount.
Absolutely. Tuition has gone up tremendously. As you mentioned, the numbers at Georgia Tech, the freshmen at UGA, you know, on their website it says to them, prepare to spend $25,000, $26,000 for 1 year of education. Now, that takes in tuition, also room and board and that kind of thing. But clearly, college is not going to get any cheaper.
Right. And in the minute that we have left, there are a number of factors that could affect this report, since it is such a far view. In other words, political changes on the national level could also affect funding for universities and change that calculation as to the price of tuition.
Oh, absolutely. And we certainly acknowledge that in the report. But as with any forecast, we took the best information we have now and said, what if this continues? And then we went the extra step of asking 3 experts in the field of forecasting to take a look at our numbers. And they said they were not only on target, but potentially a little bit on the conservative side.
That is Nancy Bottischer. She wrote the report on the HOPE Scholarship Program for the Committee to Preserve HOPE Scholarship. She also covered politics and education for the AJC for 16 years. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.